Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Last night, November 9th through November 10th, marks the so-called Night of Broken Glass, or Kristallnacht. In 1938, a series of attacks against Jews throughout Nazi Germany and parts of Austria. Jewish homes were ransacked, as were shops, towns, and villages, as German stormtroopers with German civilians destroyed buildings with sledgehammers, leaving the streets covered in pieces of smashed windows. In total, 91 Jews were killed, and 30,000 Jewish men, a quarter of all Jewish men in Germany, were taken to concentration camps. The Times of London wrote, quote, "No foreign propagandist bent upon blackening Germany before the world could outdo the tale of burning and beatings of blackguardly assaults on defenseless and innocent people which disgrace that country yesterday." The official German position on these events, which were clearly orchestrated by the propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels, was that they were a spontaneous outburst. The Führer, Goebbels reported to party officials in Munich, quote, "has decided that such demonstrations are not to be prepared or organized by the party, but so far as they originate spontaneously, they are not to be discouraged either," unquote. 3 days later, on November 12th, Goering called a meeting of the top Nazi leadership to assess the damage done during that dreadful night and, of course, to place responsibility for it. The intent of this meeting was twofold. One, to make the Jews responsible for Kristallnacht, and two, to use the events of the preceding days as a rationale for promulgating a series of anti-Semitic laws which would, in effect, remove Jews from the German economy. It was decided at the meeting that since Jews were to blame for these terrible events, they were to be held legally and financially responsible for the damage incurred. Thus, the destruction of Jewish quarters and houses was used as the excuse for further destruction of Jewish culture. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.